Swoya from the NFL Power Hour. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. An AI expert at Concordia is warning Canadians that there could be a surge of AI-generated misinformation after the federal leadership debates. The leaders of the Canadian federal parties are meeting in Montreal for the leadership debates, with the French debate on April 16th and the English debate on April 17th. Ahead of these debates, the co-director of the Applied AI Institute at Concordia, Professor Fenwick McKelvey, spoke with CJLO News.
If you wanted to run a sophisticated campaign, you'd be running something where you're deep faking debate coverage to push a narrative about how the debate went. And I'm curious to be how prepared the debate commission is and the media for potential attacks around the debates or potential mis- and disinformation campaigns that might be using deepfakes to strategically manipulate or even just sophisticated editing to manipulate the kind of reaction and the narrative around debate.
McKelvey studies the impact of technology and AI on politics in Canada. He and a team of researchers at the Applied AI Institute ran a simulated AI election campaign scenario to see how journalists and fact-checking institutions could keep up with AI-generated misinformation. The study found that while not AI-generated information is convincing or realistic, bad actors are able to create far more content far faster than legitimate organizations can keep up.
Some of the evidence suggests is that as you become less confident of the quality of the information in the media environment, you kind of check out. And so this kind of creates a problem because people check out and then they, you know, they're getting, but they get more news or more information from elsewhere. People are going to replace their information habits from going from news sources or, you know, trying to follow politics. And it's going to get supplemented by those sources, which are trying to really hijack or nudge their way into non-political feeds. Mm-hmm. And that's going to basically potentially, you know, mean that voters are less informed or like are working against or at risk because they're just getting shown content where they're not really in a space to assess it.
McKelvey says it is unclear who may be behind AI-generated misinformation, but references a combination of potential actors.
Part of the problem is that it's very hard to know who's behind this. And then there's, you know, at least three working theories is that, and it could be all three, is that you have traditional third parties. So these are, you know, non-affiliated kind of what we would call PACs in the United States involved in the election. That's normal and that maybe they're more or less transparent, part name of the game. The second is that you're seeing advertising grifters, for lack of a better word, moving towards the Canadian election because it's a topic that's trending. And that's what we're likely seeing in some cases, at least in the reporting I've seen. And in the third, there's a suspicion now that this could be foreign interference, and this is something that is being used.
He warns that after the Canadian leadership debates, voters and media organizations should be extra cautious when scrolling through social media and passively consuming news content.
Credit to people that are going to established sources is a key part. And so making sure that you are know where the information is coming from and that you're also being mindful of when you're consuming news content. I really think that, like, it's great if you want to, you know, doom scroll on TikTok all night long. That's chill. But it does make a difference if that's also when you're making a decision about getting your political news and information. I think being mindful about how you're building habits so that you don't get tricked.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. Happy Earth Day, everybody. It's April 22nd. Today's the Earth Day. Do something nice for the Earth, like pick up garbage or compost your compost or actually recycle your things instead of putting all of it in the garbage like a lot of people in my building do. I had somebody in the elevator once look at me when I was carrying boxes down to the garage for the recycling, and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "You know, taking my recycling out." And he was like, "Oh, I don't do that." I was so mad, but you know, I held it together and didn't say anything to him, but I was like, "You're the problem." But I didn't say that to him because I can be polite sometimes. Today, I hope people had a nice long weekend. My work gave me Friday and Monday off, which was really great and fantastic. Thank you so much. Love that for them. Some people had Friday off. Some people had Monday. Some people like me had them both, and it was great. And the weather held up and it didn't rain all weekend like it was supposed to, which was really amazing. Today we're doing kind of like 60s, 70s music with like a little splash of some more recent things and a touch of French and a little bit of country. And yeah, I mean, I feel like we should just get right into it. Our first three songs, we have The Windmills of Your Mind by Mel Torme, Soleil Soleil by Pum, and The Ballad of Boot Hill by Johnny Cash. So without further ado, let's get right into the music, kicking things off with The Windmills of Your Mind by Mel Torme.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find
demandez pas pourquoi, quand vient l'hiver et le grand froid, on voudrait tous mourir. Comme si c'était la première fois que la nuit tombait dans nos bras, on voudrait tous partir, retrouver le soleil qui nous manque, qui va brûler toutes nos peines. Le soleil qui nous hante, oh reviens soleil, soleil. Regardez jamais en bas où le méchant loup vous mangera, vous perdrez l'équilibre. On va tous compter jusqu'à trois et faire une chaîne avec nos bras sur la route du sud. Retrouver le soleil qui nous manque, qui va brûler toutes nos peines. Le soleil qui nous hante. Prochaine fois que vient la neige et le fracas, on ne va pas tous mourir. Entre les braises on marchera et la nuit noire nous embrassera, on pourra tous partir, on pourra tous partir.
Here lies Les Moore, four slugs from a 44. No less, no more. Out in Arizona, just south of Tucson, where tumbleweeds tumble in search of a home, there's a town they call Tombstone, where the brave never cry. They live by a six gun, by a six gun they die. It's been a long time now since the town was a boom. The jailhouse is empty, so's the palace saloon. Just one look will tell you that this town was real. A secluded old dirt road leads up to Boot Hill. Walk up to the fence there and look at the view. That's where they were on the old tree are now petrified. At night when the moon shines so far away, it gets mighty lonesome looking down on the grave. There lies Billy Clinton, never wanted to kill, but he's there with the guilty way up on Boot Hill.
Hey, Productions Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the gala of the 18th edition of the Silly d'Or de la Musique du Monde. Join us Friday, April 25th at Theatre Fairmount starting at 8 p.m. for a showcase of talented musicians from around the world. Come support your favorite artists and help determine the next Silly d'Or d'Argent and de Bronze. Les Silly d'Or de la Musique du Monde. It's the award that brings the world together. For more information, visit sillydor.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada, featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds. Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And before we get into the first three songs, I would just like to say it's round one, game two of the Leafs versus the Ottawa Senators, and there's about 10 seconds left in the first period, and the Leafs are up 2-0. In case, because you're listening to me, you can't watch and listen to the game, here's your update. Our first three songs, we kick things off with The Windmills of Your Mind by Mel Torme, released in 1969 off of the album A Time for Us. The song is originally by French composer Michel Legrand and lyrics by American lyricist Alan and Marilyn Bergman. It was originally recorded in English by actor Neil Harrison in 1968, and this version that we just listened to is a cover by Mel Torme, an American musician, singer, composer, arranger, drummer, actor, and author from Chicago, Illinois. He was a busy, busy man. Then we had Soleil Soleil by Pum, released in 2019 off of the album La Faye. Pum is a French singer, songwriter, and musician born and raised near Lyon in France. And then we had The Ballad of Boot Hill by Johnny Cash, released in 2019 off of the album... released in 1965... Originally released in 1965, this is off of the album Johnny Cash Sings the Ballads of the True West. Johnny Cash was an American singer and songwriter. His music is known for themes of sorrow, moral tribulation, and redemption, especially songs from the later stages of his career. And he's from Arkansas, which is in the United States. If you didn't know, now you know. Our next three songs, we've got Me More Cowboy Than You by the Broody Brothers. Then we have I'm Gonna Let George Do It by Diane Lee. And then we have Crushed Velvet by Molly Lewis and The Sacred Souls. So without further ado, let's get into our next little trilogy of songs, starting it off with Me More Cowboy Than You by the Broody Brothers.
Friday night boys and girls I see, drunk and running around like ants. They all just want to be heard and seen, speaking their minds and taking their stance. Some are real happy and some are mean. Some are just looking for quick romance. They want to be part of the popular scene, so they dress the part and take their chance. The boys and girls are acting real strange, pretending they're welders and cowboys and such, buying old work gear from the exchange. But you can tell their hands don't do very much. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you. I swear that I'm working class through and through. ones glued to their flickering screens. Faces illuminated in the dark. Their pockets are full and their cars are clean. Their biggest worry is where they should park. So if you see cowboy hats and boots, chances are it's on Daddy's dime. They're all in the bathroom snorting their toot, having a mighty expensive time. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you. I swear that I'm working class through and through. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you.
I'm gonna let George do it. George can make me feel like a woman. He's 10 times the man that I thought you would be. If he wants to hug and kiss me nightly, thrill me, please me, and excite me, by George, that's alright with me. Well, everybody told me you were a top cat in this town, so I put up with you each time you put me down. But enough's enough, and that's tough stuff, 'cause I don't need you now. My George knows how. Wow!
I'm gonna let George do it.
George can make me feel like a woman. He's 10 times the man that I thought you would be. You're all washed up.
I'm gonna let George do it.
Yeah, you're all wet.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's chat through those three songs. We kicked off that little trilogy with Me More Cowboy Than You by the Broody Brothers. We're switching things up a little bit with the release date. This was released in January of 2025. So that was this year, guys. The Broody Brothers are a bluesy folk rock band made up of, shocker, brothers, George Conrad and Johannes. And they are based in the rainy city of Seattle, Washington. Next, we had I'm Gonna Let George Do It by Diane Lee. This is another 1965 release. This was released as a single. Diane Lee is a Canadian country music performer, and she was actually the first recipient of the Gold Leaf Award in 1970. The Gold Leaf Award has later evolved into the Junos, but how wild that a woman was the first Gold Leaf Award winner in 1970. Slay. And then we had Crushed Velvet by Molly Lewis and The Sacred Souls. This is from the album On the Lips, released in 2024. Molly Lewis is an Australian-born, Los Angeles-based musician known for her iconic whistling. That whistling sound was her. It's not an instrument. It is her. The Sacred Souls are a sweet Southern California soul band. Up next, we have got As the Years Go By by Mash McCann, Mr. Monday by The Original Caste, and It Might As Well Rain Until September by Gary and Dave. And your hockey update is that the first period ended 2-0 for the Leafs. Yeah. Okay, back to the music. We're kicking off this next little trilogy with As the Years Go by Mash McCann. Let's get into it.
Thank you. friends look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime. But you know, darling, while your arms are out of reach, the summer isn't any friend of mine. It doesn't matter whether skies are gray or blue. It's raining in my heart 'cause I can't be with you. I'm only living for the day you're home to stay, so it might as well rain until September.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM Radio Airwaves. Excuse me, so sorry. Or online at CJLO.com. What is happening to my voice? Let me cough. Give me a second. I don't know if you heard that, but my throat's fine now. Up next. Okay, not up next. Well, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Oh my gosh, girl. Slow down. Okay. This trilogy, we kick things off with As the Years Go By by Mash McCann. This was released as a single in 1969. Mash McCann was a Canadian rock band, also formed in 1969 from Île Perrotte in right here in Quebec. This is their hit single, and it reached number one in Canada, and it was actually a major hit in Japan. Kind of cool, kind of random. Then we had Mr. Monday by the original, I think it's Cased. It's spelled C-A-S-T-E, and I thought it was Chased, but then, like, there's no H, so Cased, I guess. This is off of the single One Tin Soldier / Mr. Monday, released in 1969. The original Cased is a Canadian folk group formed in Calgary, Alberta in 1966. Now, they originally formed under the name the North Country Singers, but they ended up changing their name in 1968 because the band felt that the North Country Singers was like too much of a folk name, like it was giving too much folk, and they needed like a bit of mystique. And then we finished off that trilogy with It Might As Well Rain Until September, and that was by Gary and Dave. Now, this was released in, as a single, released in 1974. Gary and Dave were a Canadian pop duo comprised of Gary Weeks from Charlottetown, PEI, and David Lloyd George Beckett from Newmarket, Ontario. They'd been friends since grade school in the early 60s, and they played in numerous bands until 66, when they competed in a United Appeal concert and came in fourth. They then began to play the festival circuit and somehow became a top attraction at Expo 70 in Osaka, Japan. In 1975, they left music altogether to pursue careers as pilots with Air Transat Stoll, Canada, and they both worked as pilots for Air Canada. So, a little bit random. I mean, interesting, like, career path, like, I'm gonna leave music to be a pilot. But they did have, like, long-term interest in being a pilot, but it's just, I just think it's, like, an interesting career path. Anyways, we are gonna do ad, and then we're gonna get into our last three songs of the night. We have The House of the Rising Sun, Jody Miller, Snowbird, 2021 Remaster by Gene McClellan, and Rubber Band by Cass Elliott. So let's get right into our ads, and then we can get right to the music. And for your hockey update, before we do that, the NHL app is loading. It's loading. 3 minutes into the second period, still 2-0 for the Leafs. All right, let's get into the ads and then to the music, and I'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy. And I'm Piper Curtis. We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Discordia offers a deep dive into key moments from the history of student activism at Concordia, from the 1969 Computer Center occupation to the 2024 student encampment for Gaza and the ongoing fight against tuition hikes.
Featuring archival material, original interviews, and discussions with current student activists and researchers, we explore ongoing motivations and tensions in student mobilization and solidarity in Montreal.
This program is made in collaboration with CJLO's Volunteer Corps. To get involved, contact us at discordia@cjlo.com.
Tune in on Monday, April 7th at 6 p.m. for the 9th episode of Discordia, wherein we discuss the current state of organizing against Quebec tuition hikes announced in 2023.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
God, I know I'm one. beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clean. The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings, that speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within. Or the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. My mind says that I only want to be a wanderer, and just like you, I'm longing to be free. But in my heart, I know it's just a lie, for without her love, the vision of my happiness would die. The breeze along the river seems to say, ah, that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. If I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
I've been all alone.
All right. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those last three songs. We kicked things off with The House of the Rising Sun, sung by Jody Miller, released in 1974 off of the album, also creatively titled The House of the Rising Sun. It's not giving, but it's fine. This song is a traditional folk song that tells the tales of a person's life gone wrong in New Orleans. There's a lot of versions of this song. I don't know if some of you guys like noticed while you were listening, but I know it as like, there is a house in New Orleans. I know it as like starting off with like poor boy instead of ruin of many a poor girl, but because it's a folk song, there's like all kinds of versions. Anyways, and then the most successful commercial version of the song was recorded in 1964 by The Animals, which I think is like the most well-known version of the song. They're a British rock band, but the song was actually first collected in Appalachia in the 1930s, but likely has roots in a traditional English folk song. Jody Miller, the one who sung the version that we listened to, was an American singer who had success as a country, folk, and pop artist, and she was the second female artist to win a country music award from the Grammys. She's from Arizona, but she's raised in Oklahoma. Then we had Snowbird, the 2021 remastered version by Gene McClellan, released in 1907 originally, but we obviously listened to the 2021 remastered version. Gene McClellan was a Canadian singer and songwriter from PEI, and the song was actually made significantly more famous by Anne Murray, who's another Canadian singer. I've played some of her previously. If you're a loyal listener, you would know. And then we have Rubber Band by Cass Elliot. That's what we finished things off with. Released in 1968 off of the album Dream a Little Dream, Cass Elliot was an American singer known as Mama Cass, although it's reported that she didn't enjoy being called this, but she was a member of the Mamas and the Papas, and it was after the disbanding of the band that she released five solo albums and received a Grammy and was posthumously. I can never say this word, but it's what happens when you like get an award or like something big happens after you died. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for her work into the Mamas and the Papas after her death. That's it on the music end, but let's check the score of the hockey game while I have your attention. The NHL app is loading. It's taking its sweet old time. There we go. Okay, we are... There's about 10 minutes left in the second period, and it's still 2-0 for the Leafs. We love. Anyways, that's kind of it for me, from me for tonight. Enjoy the rest of your Earth Day. Do something good for the Earth. Don't be like the man in my elevator who was like, I don't recycle. I don't do that. And like had to ask me what I was doing. Don't be like that, because you're just annoying if you're like that. Recycle. Go pick up some trash. Water some plants. I don't know. Do something good for the Earth, because without it, you wouldn't be here. Okay. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I'll catch you guys next week.